good time jamming out on that song. Followed by Little Martha by the Allman Brothers off of Eat a Peach. Song brought to me by Scott Jackson again. Big Allman Brothers guy. So dedicate that song to him. Lastly, was Mamounia by Paul McCartney off of Band on the Run. Obviously, I love the Beatles. I love Paul McCartney. Classic song from him there. So just about out of time. Thanks again for listening. Once again, my show's now Mondays 7 to 8 weekly, so be sure to tune in next week and every week after that. So thanks for listening.
There we are. Go ahead.
Hello. This is DJ Paprika, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are listening to Phonomancers Anonymous.
It's time here.
It's nighttime, which is new. You might have caught me on Thursday, although you probably didn't, because that was at 4 p.m.
So this is a whole
I feel like people who listen to the radio at 4 p.m. on Thursday and people who listen at 8 p.m. on Monday are just like two different sets of people.
Yes.
So like, hello world is what I'm trying to say.
Hey world.
And you want to introduce yourself?
I'm DJ... What was mine?
Your thing was DJ Judaism.
Oh,
but we can change
that.
It. I like
that.
The thing where we change it all the time.
DJ, hey, what's up?
Oh, come on.
Ugh.
Please.
What? I really thought you'd like that one.
Really? No, I mean, I guess I
DJ...
like it. I just know you can do better. That's it. Like, I like it fine.
DJ, time to dance.
I like that.
Ugh, you just
sing. Time to dance sounds like a 70s music compilation
like
that
is.
They would like advertise on TV.
I feel like it is.
You know? Like, you know when they would advertise compilation CDs on TV? Do you remember? It'd be like all the hits from this year.
Not really.
Oh my gosh. Am I the only one?
No, I feel like that's something that you would know though.
Okay.
Really well.
Not that well. I guess maybe I just watched TV a lot.
DJ something. Whatever.
I like time to dance.
Okay, DJ time to
DJ
dance.
DJ time to dance.
Okay. I'm glad I got your approval. And today, our theme is songs that have gotten us through.
It's true. That's the theme.
So this is just like songs that have gotten us through.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to go deep
anything,
today.
Like
anything.
Like some hard times. Some anything, you know, like just like not
all the other times,
just like times, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah,
like
totally.
Don't even like put your assumptions on it.
No, like, don't even label us. What
don't
do you
even
think?
Label us. Like, we're just like talking about getting us through life,
yeah,
you know, like getting through
anything you think is not what we're thinking,
exactly.
And so,
so don't even try, just
yeah.
Step off.
But also, you should call in,
oh, yeah,
855-915-9636. That's 855. Oh, do you want to do the that?
No, that's us. I was just going to say that's us.
I like saying it twice. That's 855-915-WMFO.
Yes.
That's the studio line. So if you call, we will pick up and you will be on air.
Yes.
So you have to be ready for all of that.
Yes.
There's no negotiations there. You're not.
Every time someone has called, they have been unready. So
yeah, it's true.
Like, you call, we pick
okay.
up, you're ready.
But also, we want you to call, and like, you can be as unrehearsed and unready as you want.
But like, try hard.
Yeah, basically, be better is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
So that first song I played was by Cookies, my favorite random like pop duo that only put out one album in 2014. My friend Alyssa like found them on SoundCloud and she was like, listen to this, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And they never put out any music anymore after that, even though it was good and I loved it. You know, they should have been catering to me.
Yeah,
but
Cookies, if you're out there,
Cookies,
come on now.
Yeah, but I think that they just like, because I followed their like, you know, account on Instagram, because they're like, we're Cookies, we're a band, and we have an account on Instagram. But now it's just like this guy posting videos and pictures of his baby. And so like, I think he really just had a baby and he was like, I'm gonna stop making music now.
But why is he subjecting you to like...
No, but the baby's really cute.
Oh my God. That's not what you like them for.
But now I like his baby.
Oh, that's so funny.
So they really got me there. I'm still a fan, you know?
They brought you there.
They brought, yeah. They got me through or something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about this,
yeah.
this whole thing.
Tell me your thoughts, because listeners, you should know that DJ, hey, what's up? Okay, I'll use your preferred name. DJ, hey, what's up? Came up with this theme for me. I was like, I haven't prepared at all.
I was so happy that you didn't, because sometimes you're just like, yeah, this is our theme, like, figure out a song.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking a lot about songs that get me through.
Yes.
So I've been thinking a lot about, like, well, actually, I'll tell you what happened.
Mm.
I brought, like, an old backpack with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of it is a notebook from over a year ago.
Oh my goodness.
Where I have some writings in it, and I haven't looked at it since.
It's a time capsule.
Basically. And in it, I've written lyrics to songs that, like, make me feel happy.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's,
I remember,
so cute.
During this whole period of time, for example, not for example, I mean, yes, for example, but mm-hmm. also, like, just in general,
mm-hmm.
during this period of time, I listened to the Color Purple album,
mm-hmm.
like, every day, all day, constantly.
I think I remember that.
So, there are a lot of lyrics from that song, from that album,
mm-hmm.
in my notebook, and I was like, wow, that album really got me through.
It got you through.
Yeah. And we're not gonna play any Color Purple, just because my... it's like they don't have...
It's not the right day.
They don't have the new Broadway mm-hmm. cast on Spotify, and
yeah.
it's just okay. But I highly recommend finding a way to listen to Cynthia Erivo singing, period.
Yeah.
And especially...
We could find
album.
Her during this hour. I could go find her.
That's true. We could. Yeah. We could. But we'll see.
We'll see. Because I know
it's like homework
heavy.
For the public. It's
homework for the public.
It's really heavy. But it, like, really just... It's just about, like... Because, like, so many people are getting down on her.
Mm.
And it's just about her being like, I love myself.
Yes.
And I don't need anybody else.
The character in the musical, yeah.
Yeah, but also, yeah. actually, no, I just lied. Because it's not about, I don't need anybody
Tell
else.
Us again. Tell us again.
I am.
Forget
it's
the last.
It's about, like, yeah. finding the people that are right for you in your life.
Mm.
And, like, loving the people that are right for you. And, like, choosing.
Yeah.
Who you're going to have in your life.
That's beautiful.
I know. It's amazing. Everybody needs to listen.
Everyone, listen. We're not going to play it for you. But
no, we're not. But yeah. you have to. And so some of the songs that I've picked were also in my in my notebook.
Good. Well,
two
do
of
you,
the first ones I sent you. Should I just say what they are?
Yeah. Do you want to just introduce them and we'll play them?
So should we play both of them now? Or
yeah. Let's play Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
Okay.
So... I just literally wrote in my notebook, I wrote Everything is Everything.
It is, though.
And I just wrote that and I circled it with, like, little cloud-like circle-like
oh,
things.
Oh, I love this.
And Everything is Everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just it. Oh, we're getting a phone call?
We're getting a phone call.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Phonomancers Anonymous.
Hi, this is Neha from Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh my God. Hey,
from Philadelphia.
Well, hey, congratulations on the Super Bowl win.
Thank you. I'm the Eagles. Yes, we're very excited.
Yes, yeah.
Yay. I'm glad Philly's still standing.
Wait, are you in Philly?
Oh no, I'm in Detroit.
Oh, sorry to
say that.
Sorry.
Wow, you just put
I just exposed you. No, but you can still be from Philadelphia. I was just confused.
Okay, perfect. Because you know people are always calling in and saying like where they're you know.
Yes,
like,
no.
Oh, where are you from? And you're like,
you're right. Oh, you did it right. I did it wrong.
Okay.
So
how yeah, go ahead.
No, you talk. Okay.
You go ahead.
I'm just listening to your show. Mm-hmm. It's been great.
Oh, good. There hasn't been much music so far, but I'm glad you liked it.
And I know that some people's parents are also listening right now.
Namely, our parents.
Your parents.
Oh, my God.
I know. Our dad texted, and he said, rock my world, exclamation point. Did you know that?
That's amazing. Hello.
Well, you're going to be very excited by this song that I request.
Oh, I'm so...
Oh, I'm more Priyanka's friend. Sorry, I feel like I haven't...
No, it's Miranda.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hello.
She knows
hi,
of you,
How
yeah.
are you? It's good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice, too.
Oh. Okay, so I'm excited for this song request.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to request Pony by Genuine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... Is this a song that got you through?
It did.
What did it get you through?
So in med school, when there were tough times, me and my friends would go to dance party boot camp.
Yes.
On Saturday mornings at the gym,
oh.
at Jefferson Gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do like a very intense choreographed dance, the teacher's one, to dance party to Pony by Genuine, and it was amazing.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
And you liked the teacher, right?
She was really, really in touch with her body and very open. And we liked that.
Good. Well, we're gonna do our own dance party boot camp while playing this song. It'll be good.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, right. Thank you so
Yay,
much.
Yay, what a good
everything.
Request.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be listening.
Bye, good night.
Bye-bye.
Night.
All right.
Take it away.
Okay.
Genuine.
We're just going to go right into Genuine. Theoretically.
Everything is everything. What is meant to be will be. philosophy, possibly speak tongue. Drums at the center, young street Baptist, Baptist and violinist. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in the ghetto on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything. What is meant to be, will be.
Meant to be,
will be.
And after winter,
must come spring.
Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that dream.
But things come slow and not at all.
They come slow, yeah.
And the ones on top.
The ones on top.
Won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail. To make a better situation.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
After winter,
after
must come spring.
Must come spring.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
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 That was Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything, the 19th anniversary of that album, very auspicious auspicious year, 19th anniversary.
What, it is the 19th anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it came out in...
1999.
Yeah. I know because I remember seeing something online that was like, 19 years ago, Lauryn Hill won a Grammy, on the day of the Grammys. It was like, she won this Grammy.
This is the like one of the best albums ever.
Yeah, totally.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And every song
is
amazing.
Yes, like how there's no filler in there at all.
No,
it's like all art.
No, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, To Zion is like one of my
favorites. I love To Zion.
Yeah. Ooh. I can't think of other ones, but if I saw the list,
yeah,
it's
X Factor.
Oh,
should we play To Zion?
We could, but we have a really big list.
Okay, you're right. We do have a big list, and we're 25 minutes into the hour.
Oh, that's true. DJ Paprika, when the song started playing, she was like, wow, this show is really all over the place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is.
It is.
And that makes sense, because healing is all over the place.
It's true.
Because going through it is all over the place.
Yeah, and we're all over the place.
As people should
be. As people should be.
So that's why this is all over the place.
Yeah, and I like when the show is just like, you know, because it flows together in the end, because that's the intention we put into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes songs that like you need in that moment could be like really sad songs to help you cry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's Pony by Genuine, which just gets you going.
Yes.
Dancing and jumping or whatever gets you to do. And sometimes it's Everything is Everything, which just gets you jamming.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, I mean, you'll see as the show progresses, we've got quite a selection.
Yeah. I think I want to play, just to follow that up. I actually want to play Otis Redding, which is another one that you brought up.
That's true. I brought up Otis because there's a poster of him in this room.
Yeah, it's a calendar,
it's
actually.
It's a calendar for February, and it's him.
Isn't that perfect?
And he's amazing.
Is it an all Otis Redding calendar, or is it like...
I don't know.
We just don't know.
We'll find out. We'll get back to you.
We'll tell you afterwards.
But yeah, I listened to a lot of Otis Redding in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I even did a project like on his life for a music theory class. Oh my God.
Wow.
He's a star. And you know, he died when he was like 20-something.
20-something.
In a horrible plane crash. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, super young. But he like is
See,
in
I
the
think
rock
part of the reason I didn't know that is because his voice sounds so ageless.
Yeah.
And like older than that.
Yeah, he wrote so many songs. So many songs just in like a short time, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like amazing, amazing guy.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, with that,
this is a try a little tenderness.
Oh, just wait till the end, you know?
Good advice.
Young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. Gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no.
Hello. That was New Order with Ceremony. That's a song that got me through for sure. Like the beginning of high school, that adjustment was, you know, it's rough for everyone. You know, that's true. You're like, you're 16, you're angsty, you're figuring things out. Mm-hmm. And then the song is like, it's got to be this time. And you're like, it's got to be.
It scoops you up.
It really did. And I listened to it every day on the bus for like a good 6 months, like on the bus to school. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those songs that pumps you up.
I also like can imagine looking out a window. It's like one
exactly.
of those songs.
Exactly. It is one of those. It's a cinematic, yeah. like you pretend you're in a music video, like staring out the window.
Yes. I love songs like that.
Me too.
For me, that song was always Something by Chris Daughtry.
Oh my God.
Or
it would have been. Or the band. Because you loved American Idol.
Yes, I did.
Did you vote for Daughtry?
No. But I really liked his music post-American Idol.
But
while he was on, I forget what year he was. But
what is that song about home? Is that a song by Daughtry?
Something
about home.
Yeah. There's one home, and then there's Feels Like Tonight.
Oh, that one too.
That one is...
I just know that he's bald.
He is very bald.
He's just bald.
He's great. But that those songs where you look out the window and you're just like... Wow, I feel like everything is around.
Yes, me. Everything is everything.
Those are great.
That's what Lauryn Hill said. And before that, One Day by Sharon Van Etten, one of my all-time faves, both the artist and the song.
Yeah, DJ Paprika said that this was her favorite song ever.
Yeah.
Which is like, I never even heard you say that about anything.
I think it is. You know, I think with favorites for me, I just have to like decide one thing and like stick to it.
Yeah.
And this one I've just stuck to, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and it has it's stuck by you too.
Mhm. Yeah.
It didn't even leave.
Wow, we're really emo this hour.
Oh, to I'm all so our emo listeners. All the hours.
Yeah. But to our listeners, just know that we're also really funny.
Yeah. Emo is emotional.
Yeah, emo means emotional, not the genre of music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways.
Or both.
Do you want to do the PSA?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's see if there are any new ones, because we have this huge book of PSAs. Oh, mm-hmm. I like this one.
All right, let's do it.
Dun, dun, dun. Blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got?
I would freak out.
Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days?
Oh, absolutely not.
How about a week?
I would be eating dried spaghetti.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy.
Hmm.
Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Oh
dot,
my
dot,
gosh,
dot.
True. I love that you said dot, dot, dot in like a really
public
announced
service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
We are so educational. I didn't know there was a ready.gov. Also, full disclosure.
Yeah.
DJ, I forgot your DJ name. DJ.
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
We live together, and I just want to discuss, are we ready for an emergency?
Well, no.
No.
But you know what? We live right next to
Tufts. The question is, yeah. Also, the question is our landlord ready for an emergency?
Oh, they don't care if we die.
Yeah, it's probably true.
They just get all our money.
Remember when the carbon monoxide alarm went off?
Yes, and no one was there for us.
Yeah, except the fire truck.
Department.
And our neighbors like looking out the window really like voyeuristically.
My body went into shock, so I was shaking.
Yeah.
Like so much.
Yeah.
And I called the police.
Yeah, and you were shaking. It was really dramatic.
It was when there was
also a storm outside, the Bombogenesis. Yeah.
Bombogenesis part one.
Oh my gosh. The worst time to have one kind of emergency is during another kind of emergency. And that's exactly what happened to us.
Well,
because the one emergency was the storm, and that triggered the carbon monoxide alarm. There was no carbon monoxide.
And somehow we all just went right back to bed.
Yeah, somehow. Because we were all, well, I wasn't sleeping, but everyone else was. I had to go like rouse everyone else from their beds.
Yeah, well, you didn't have to rouse me.
No, I didn't have to rouse you.
From then on, never mind. I'm not going to say it because we're on public something.
Oh, yeah. We're on public whatever. Freeform radio. We love it.
Anyways.
Tú eres perder tu amor con tu adiós, te iré.
That was Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again, which was a request from my dad via text. And Miranda pointed out that we have the same taste in music, and it's probably true. I just love synths, you know?
Yes, you do.
And it comes from somewhere.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's like family.
Yeah, I guess it is. Don't gas them up. They're all listening.
Oh, I will, though. Y'all are the best.
Well, you heard it here.
Yes. And the song before that was, I forget. Oh, Como la Flor.
Yeah, by Selena.
But yes.
Yeah.
She and that song is amazing.
She and that song. You're
she
right.
And that song. That song got me through sophomore year of college. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot of her songs got me through.
Yeah.
That song is about how someone that she loved doesn't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah. And we were like, you know, when it started playing, I had never heard the song. I was like, oh, this sounds happy. Yes. We looked with lyrics and they're heartbreaking. They so are.
But also like good. She's like, you found a new love. Yeah. Like, yep. Go do your thing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sad and it hurts a lot, mm-hmm. but whatever.
Yeah.
And it's maybe like, not whatever. Maybe she's just sad and it hurts a lot, but that's okay too.
That's okay too. And she can sing about it in like a really fun way and like people will dance.
Do her thing.
Yep. Do her thing.
And it's a classic song that everybody cares about.
Completely. That everybody cares about.
Everybody loves Selena. That's loves her.
Yeah. It's just a funny way to describe a song. And everyone cares about it.
Yeah. So this has been like, honestly, I feel a lot of emotions.
Yeah.
I feel like this exercise has brought a lot out in me.
Okay, I'm glad. And to me, that's that's what the best music does. And we really played some of our favorite songs this hour.
Yes.
Which I feel like doesn't happen that... Usually we're kind of just like messing around, I feel like. But this time we really just brought it.
Yes.
And I'm glad we did. Because life is short. An hour is short.
An hour is so short.
And we have
short.
To make it last.
Yes.
And we just did that. So thank you so much for joining me for the first official show of the semester. My new time is 8 to 9 p.m. What crowd do you think is listening? Usually it's like the morning crowd. And last
the
time I was
the coolest cats.
This is the coolest cats. And you are the coolest cats. And I'm so happy to be here with you. This is DJ Paprika. And you were listening to Phonomancers Anonymous on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to shoo you out with a little Florence in the Machine because I'm me and this is Third Eye.
And not playing my song.